Eternal Love. Words from Jesus.
When I say I love you, just you, I am talking to each of my children from every walk of life. I'm talking to those who feel far away and distant from my love. I'm talking to those who feel they've failed and there is no forgiveness to be found, or who feel like there is no hope. I love you just the way you are. My love is reaching out to you right now. My love, my forgiveness, and my mercy are all right there for you, if you will just receive them. I long to hold you close to my heart of love. If you feel weak and tired and battle-worn and weary, this message is for you. If you feel you are fainting in your mind, fainting in heart and soul, this message, my precious one, is for you. If you think your zeal has left you and you feel like you are all washed up, I am here for you and will never leave you or forsake you. If you are standing on the threshold of new horizons, feeling overwhelmed at the challenges ahead, afraid of the future, if you feel you don't have it in you to meet the need that lies before you, I want you to know that I will see you through. I am not stacking up all your faults and failures or mistakes and blunders to hold against you. When I look at you, I see the good and the possibilities that others do not see. I see your precious, priceless heart, and I love you. I see your every tear. I hear your every cry. I feel your every frustration, your every worry, burden, and desire. I know everything about you, all your wants and lacks. I see your heart and all that is in it, and I love you. I am always right there by your side. I have never left you, and I will never, ever forsake you. Come to me with all your heavy burdens and world weariness, and fix your eyes on life everlasting, where you will live in my love forever, eternally, immortally, without end. My passion. The suffering and death, the intense, brutal torture I suffered when I was on earth 2,000 years ago, I endured all this for you because of my love for you. There had to be a punishment for your sins, and by dying on the cross, I took your punishment. I died for you so that you could be forgiven, cleansed, and redeemed forever. I gave myself for you so that you could know the truth, the way, and the life, and someday join me in heaven for all eternity. While my last hours on earth represent a part of the passion I have for you, it didn't stop there. My passion has been thriving for 2,000 years. I was driven by love to save you, to pay the price for your salvation. My love for you is that great. If you were the only person in the whole world, I would have still died for you. I want you to focus on my love for you right now, today. My love for you is true and lasting. It cannot be quenched. It never loses hope, and it knows no limits. My love for you is complete. My passion for you is real, and I want it to be a part of your everyday life. I know everything about you, including your flaws and mistakes, and I still love you intensely and passionately. Now and forever. My love is forgiving, it is merciful, and it is constant. I care about you, and I want to be involved in every aspect of your life. Others will fail you, but I will never fail you. I will always be here for you. I will help you, guide you, comfort you, and care for you. I appreciate your remembrance of my death, and I want you to keep on experiencing my passion. By knowing me personally, you allow my passion to become a part of your life, to fill you and complete you. Continue to work on our relationship and open your life more to me. I know it's difficult in this fast-paced world, but if you'll make the effort to get alone and quiet so you can talk to me and let me speak to you, it will make a difference. You can talk to me anywhere, anytime, out loud or in your heart. Tell me all that is on your mind, and I'll communicate with you through a passage in the Bible, an impression, a thought, or a whisper to your heart. The cross is empty now. I live, and I long for you to experience life abundantly and my deep, eternal, passionate love. And as you help to share that same passion with others, it will change their lives too. Share the good news. I gave my life for you, and if I had to do it all over again, nothing would change. I'd willingly go through every single moment of excruciating pain and heartbreak once more, just for you. It would be well worth it, because I love you. Because you have accepted me into your heart and life, it gives me great joy that we will spend all eternity together. I love giving the most precious and valuable possession anyone could ever obtain during their life on earth, my free gift of eternal salvation. I want to give gifts galore to every man, woman, and child who will accept me. My treasure is unending. It never runs out. I have more to give than you can possibly even begin to comprehend. I love all of mankind so very deeply, and I want to share my wealth of riches with as many people as will receive it. In fact, I want all mankind to be saved, and am not willing that any should perish. This is why I said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. There couldn't be a more appropriate time than the present to obey this command. Can I count on you to share the good news with others? You don't have to cross the ocean to fulfill this desire of mine. You don't even have to cross the country. You can do it right now, today, by simply sharing your faith with those around you. Tell others you meet about me. Tell all your friends. Tell those in your workplace. Tell the man or woman at the checkout counter. Tell the department store assistant, the real estate agent, the one sitting next to you in the doctor's office or on the train. If you're unable to speak to them personally, why not pass them a tract, a written message telling them about my love? Tell them the advantages of knowing me. Tell them what I have to offer, a new life of love now and forever. Tell them I'll always be there for them. I'll stick closer than a friend. I'll be a light when all around them is dark, a comforter when all seems lost. I'll be strong arms to hold them when they feel they can't go on. They can talk to me anywhere, anytime, any hour of the day, and I'll always be there to listen. I will answer them and be with them through every problem in life they may encounter. There are many ways you can be a witness for me. You can not only tell others about my love, but you can also share your faith through a caring look, a genuine smile, extending a listening ear, saying a prayer, showing deeds of kindness, lending a helping hand. Will you do your part to tell others about me? Will you share your faith with all who you meet? Will you tell others about me and my free gift of eternal salvation? I need you to spread the word so that I can love and comfort, help and guide people home to their eternal destiny. If you haven't yet entered into a personal relationship with Jesus, He wants to become a very real part of your life, both here and now, and forever in eternity. He stands at your heart's door, waiting for you to open the door and invite Him into your life, You can do so by sincerely praying this prayer. Jesus, please forgive me for all my sins. I believe that you died for me and rose from the dead. I open the door to my heart and I invite you into my life. Please fill me with your love and Holy Spirit. Help me to get to know you and guide me in the way of truth. Amen.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.